All right, that time of the week when we do a car review, we only have one today for you, myself and Richard. Richard, did you get a chance to get in behind the wheel of the new Mazda Miata?
I have not. It doesn't look like too much was changed for 2023, and so kind of the overall the same great car. But no, you got, which I don't think you've been in one of these for a
few years. Had not been in for one for a while, and honestly, it's, you know, is it my car? Probably not, but is it a really fun, sporty, sort of an intro sports car, if you would? Absolutely. It is a blast to drive. The top comes up and down extremely easy. It really, Richard, is just a really, really fun car to get behind the wheel and drive. I mean, both my wife and I had a good time driving it. It was a blast.
I was going to say, it's a fun car. It is not a car for bigger people.
And nope.
You don't even have to be, you know, big, fat, whatever it is, if you are taller than about 6 foot, Dad, right?
Like that, you know, good point, Richard. If you get above that 6 foot range and, you know, if you're a big man in general, it's a tough car to get in and out of.
Well, and here's the deal, folks. They don't mention it. It's not like Mazda's trying to convince you of otherwise. If you go fit in this car, you're not going to be convinced that you can fit in it, or, you know, oh man, we need a bigger. No, this car is not meant for. This car is also not meant to be a burner, right?
No, it's not
meant to go, you know, 0 to 60 in 3.5 or, you know, anywhere.
And it's not going to. It's not built that way. It's a 50-50 balanced car to take advantage of the road handling capabilities. And owning a Miata is a lot like some other cars that are out there. It sort of has this cult following. There's a ton of Miata clubs you can join. I mean, Richard, this is a car that for 30 grandish or so, you can really get into and have an absolute blast. So if you're kind of maybe, you know, getting older, the kids are all grown and gone, and you want to have some fun and join a club and be a part of a community, Mazda Miata is a car you can do that with.
And even that, separately from that, whether you want to be in a club or not, if you're just looking for a fun car to tool around with on the weekend, right? You know, you want to just hop in, and we've got some of the best roads in the country, right?
Agree.
You start going up the canyon, you know, in, you just talked about Boulder, right? You start going over the canyons in Boulder, or, you know, even go, you know, south by Fairplane, that sort of thing, or I-25, whatever it is. You can do this. Obviously, you can get a convertible with this car. It's a really fun car to drive. And again, I didn't get a ton of time in it. I just know what Mazda's done over the years. It's not the fanciest car out there. Doesn't have the most tech. Doesn't have the most comfort. But again, Dad, that's not the point, right? The point is to get in this car and just kind of enjoy it, right? It doesn't have the loudest radio.
Nope.
It doesn't have, you know, the most comfortable seat.
Although I will say this really quick on the radio. When you've got the top down, the way they position the speakers, where if you're on the phone, because you happened to call me one day when I was in it, it's like right in your ear, and you could hear me just fine. You didn't even know I had the top down. I'll tell you, they got that part dialed in really well.
Well, and there's, again, and there's something where this car is centered towards the driver, right?
Right.
This car is, again, meant to, it's, and I will say this, if you're looking to do this car and go on like a little golf trip, probably not the car for you.
Yeah, not going to have enough, you don't have quite enough room in the trunk for that.
Not unless you got those fold down clubs or something.
That's
like that, right.
Right?
You know, for the most part, this car is just going to be a car. But if you're looking again to maybe put a little carry on that, right? Maybe you want to go a
couple of them.
To the springs or something weekend, or to the mountains for a weekend. You know, in the summertime, this is absolutely a car I would consider people to look at. And like you said, Dad, the thing that the Miata is well known for, obviously outside of its notoriety with the clubs and such, is the price. You can get into the car that you drove for in the mid-30s, and you can get into them for less than 30, depending on the certain creature comforts and stuff that you want. So a great value and something that I've loved over the years, and again, I'm glad you're able to get some time in it, and something you've kind of always admired the Miata from afar, right?
Right.
You may not have
right.
committed to it, but it's always been a fun car for you.
And there is, I've just looked, there's a few of these in some inventories around, so it's a car that if you're interested in buying, you can get behind the wheel, test drive it, and have a good time. And again, it's got the Mazda reliability. They've built this car for a very long time. Again, Richard, very, very fun car to drive. I'd go check this car out if you're interested. Make sure you do that at your Mazda dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason both sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.